episode 441 of Global From Asia podcast. We are talking a little bit of some what to expect at the cross-border summit with our MC Peter Miller. Let's tune in today.
Welcome to the Global From Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight-up, actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you all for watching and listening to our Global From Asia 441 shows. Grinding here over 10 years, actually probably 11 years almost now, and this will be the last one I'm doing in the studio here, in a home studio here in Chiang Mai for a couple of months. I'm going to be on the road. Be on the road again. My late Uncle Bill loved when I said that, on the road again. It's going to be an intense one. We got the Flippa Global From Asia Roadshow to Cross-Border Summit starting next week. Well, when this show goes online, we'll be doing our first one. Check it out at flippa.com/Asia for the lineup. I won't get into that too much. Last week, hopefully, enjoyed the show with Fiona, the senior broker at Flippa here in Asia, and I'll be traveling with her and others for that epic three-week trip. So I can't wait to take you with me. Hope to meet you, some of you there. So this week's show, we have Peter Miller. He's our MC. He's a speaker's coach. He's a really great guy from Australia up here in Chiang Mai. Took the family out on a weekend, did a recording with him. You can check out the vlog too, Mike's blog, if you're curious to see the behind the scenes. And we talk about what to expect. There's some surprises and things that you might not know about for the Cross-Border Summit. I hope to see you there November 3rd to the 5th, 2024. Let's tune into the show with Peter. Are you looking for USA banking solutions for your e-commerce business? I am proud to say Mercury.com is supporting the podcast here third year in a row at Global From Asia, and we're proud to say it because we use them ourselves for many of our own Amazon brands and e-commerce brands and joint ventures with our US structures, and they're super easy to do, online application, no fees, and they have great customer support, have helped us with trouble with Amazon Seller Central over the years about some receipts and statements and everything like that. So we're so happy to say thank you, Mercury, for supporting our show, being a great service, and supporting other e-commerce sellers. We're really proud to say they're a sponsor here. And we also have a video tutorial as well as an overview and a special link with a little bonus for you as well for us under certain conditions. Check it out at globalfromasia.com/Mercury. For that information. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Mercury.
Hi, Pete Miller here, and I'm with Michael Michelini, and he's told me about his middle name, which is Angelo. So it's Michelangelo. This is a great start because we've got something very special for Cross Border Summit 2024. I was the MC for 23, and I'm so glad he's asked me back for 24, and we're just going to talk about the differences, but he's got a major announcement for his presentation, for Michael's presentation. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Yeah. It's great to be here. So tell us a little bit. This is very exciting because as a speaker's coach, this is heaven for me to organize something like this, which is, I'll give you a little, it's the launch of a book. It's a fiction book, though, but it's got a great story. So tell me a little bit about it.
Sure. The book has been written. There's still some editing, and I'm still playing with a couple different titles.
Right.
But the book is about a merchant in ancient
a merchant. A merchant. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. And he's not happy in his environment and in his day-to-day. And then
the what year is it set in? It's set in medieval?
It's like the Roman times.
Right. Wow.
And the tipping point is when one of his other merchant friends is captured and executed without any reason or notice. And then it sparks his interest to find a new way, and bring people together in his community.
Wow. Okay. Medieval being the operative word there, right?
Evil. Yes.
So this book is fiction, but it has mythology sort of tied into it, right? Which is people can relate to your own experience and the experience of your audience.
Yeah. I've even in some of my product brands, I use this medieval part, like you said, the Excalibur Brothers. I like the whole idea of the. It's also some of my movies I like are like Gladiator and others. So it's also the hero, the hero person just trying to make a better life for him.
A better world.
Or for himself and the people around
him. For everyone. So anybody, I'll give you a little bit of a tip here. If you would do attend Mike's presentation, you will get a copy of the book. So that if that's going to inspire you, then if anything, that should inspire you to come along And it's in, what are we looking at, 2 months now?
It's about a month and a half now.
A month and a half away. Wow. Okay. And not to give too much away, but you don't want to miss this presentation, Mike. But what else have we got? You're the second speaker on the first day. And third. Before you, we've got a keynote speaker.
Yep. We have Kaylee too. Right. And then we have Allie Gray. And then Allie will be sharing about Black Friday strategies to really boost your sales and kind of like push your limits to use that holiday to really grow your brand.
Mm. Black Friday is big. Yeah. It's just, and then there's Cyber Monday as well.
Yeah,
right? So it gets growing and growing each year. And sometimes Black Friday starts a couple of weeks before.
They keep moving earlier, right? Everybody wants to make more money.
Yeah. So, and tell me about, I just saw the run sheet just the other day, and it's a great run sheet for an MC. It's got lots of different things, and one of them is a game show, right?
We're going to have trivias and game shows and prizes and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Keep it more fun.
So the best thing about Cross Border Summit is there's lots to do, lots of good people to meet, but there is lots of time to get to know everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Networking, I've emceed conferences for years, but I've never been to a conference where there's so much time given to getting to know or mixing with the speakers, because normally the speaker comes in, gone, but the speakers with Cross Border Summit stay the whole time.
We have a lot of speakers too,
right?
And it's a high percentage to the number of attendees.
Yeah.
But every year, we started this in 2016, it was always the feedback was they got to talk to the speakers, network, build a community.
This is unusual. It's really unusual to have so much time with the experts. And I filmed the testimonials last year, and they all said the same thing. They said, wow, never been to a conference like this before. And they're walking away because, look, at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to work with people that and you've met and you talk to and you trust. It's just too much these days to go, oh, who are you, over email or something like that. I've tried it and it hasn't really worked for me. But if I meet somebody, I know sort of pretty much straight away whether I can work with them or not.
Agreed. Yeah. You know. It's our annual conference. And second, we took a break because of COVID.
Right.
And it was a little bit slower to get started again because China was closed and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's the highlight of our year for our community.
But it's a highly evolving marketplace, isn't it, environment? Because you've got AI, which is, that started sort of, that was our conference last year, a little bit of it, but now it's matured a lot. And you've got Amazon sort of changing the rules here a little bit. There's so much going on. And I guess a conference like this is, it should be your annual time to catch up on what's been going on with these experts that are the leading edge. I'm looking forward to see Ken Chan.
Yeah,
he's
Ken's
a
bad.
Very good speaker. And even though English is his second language, you wouldn't know it. He's for a speaker's coach and MC, he's really at the cutting edge because he likes to entertain his crowd and give them value. And that's just terrific for me. So I'm looking forward to him.
Yeah.
There's round tables as well.
Yeah. We've almost done it almost every summit. We have at the end of the day, we take some of the top speakers and topics and we give attendees almost a full hour at the end, 5 p.m. to about 6.
It's 10 minutes on each table?
No,
20
it's,
minutes?
It's one. We don't really have rotations at the 1 hour. So, right, people can naturally maybe move,
right? Okay.
But it's meant to be maybe stick with that table.
For 1 hour?
The idea is you can actually really interact with that.
Wow, that's deep. That's really deep. Yeah, normally it's kind of rushing around.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, people can hop around, but what I've noticed over the years is people usually stick to one table and get deep with that person and that topic and the people in that circle.
So I always ask my audience at the beginning of the conference to say, okay, just figure out what are you here for? What are you really looking for? What do you need? And if this is done properly, at the end of the day, 2 days, most people can say, I found what I was looking for. And you've got to actually write it down. And amazing how the universe works and who you meet and so forth like that. You put it in front of the right people.
Law of attraction.
Yeah, the law of attraction, that's right. And one of the best things I remember, my memory from last year, was that speed networking where all these chairs are lined up, maybe 20 chairs, and you move along and you introduce each other. That's called speed networking?
I think we called it speed dating or
speed dating.
Speed.
Right.
It's on the agenda. We did publish the agenda.
It was fun. It was really a lot of fun. And you You just moved chairs and the whole time, and that went on for about an hour.
Yeah, we did after lunch. So wow. Some people could, it's optional, but people could join if they want some more structured networking, make sure you meet other attendees.
Right. So there is a VIP section, and the VIPs get to go to a special networking session the night before the conference starts.
Yep, so there's two additional parts, major parts being a VIP is a half-day mastermind roundtable. So that's maybe what you're meaning with the speed. That's over a four-hour period.
Right.
So people will go with some of our, not all speakers, but certain select speakers, and they can spend time with each one, and we rotate them in the afternoon. And then we have the speaker and VIP guest dinner the night before.
The dinner.
There are people like that because you can meet all the speakers really closely and other VIPs. It's a smaller setting to really build more relationships.
Yeah, and relationships is really what it's about, even though it's a digital product. And it's relationships, to have a working relationship is so nice. It just makes that all so much easier.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, it's about trust. And that's hard to find sometimes.
Exactly.
We all naturally want to trust people, but it's not a wise decision sometimes. But if you come along to the CBS, the Cross Border Summit 2024 in Chiang Mai, the trust level is very high. They come because of Mike, and he's been around for a long, long time in this marketplace, and he has established a very trustworthy and friendly and giving kind of environment.
Yeah, that's true. I try to be open myself, and I think the speakers come and are open. We don't record the sessions. It's another highlight we've done. We did record one or two years. I didn't really like it because people feel like, oh, I can just not pay attention as much, or that speaker's also holding back some information. So we really try to encourage speakers to share things that they wouldn't normally share with the recording button on or something like that.
Good idea. That's rare again. Normally all conferences,
it's tempting, right?
Because
you can I can sell this, I can package this as an online course, and I can sell it. But
big difference. There's a privacy aspect, and it's true from being a speaker's coach. I know that people will hold back if they know it's going to go onto a camera. They will. All right, well, so that's a very quick summary of CBS 2024 Chiang Mai. The dates are, well, the VIP starts on Sunday, doesn't it?
The 3rd, November 3rd, right after Canton Fair in China.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why we moved up earlier this year.
Canton Fair. I'd love to go to that, but I'm otherwise involved. But I've heard so much about it over the years.
It's intense. I'll be there. I'm coming right after.
And it's enormous, right?
It's the biggest, I think, definitely in China, but I think the world of manufacturing.
I've heard lots of stories. So everyone's coming from the Canton Fair to Chiang Mai. And then the Sunday, and then it officially starts on Monday at 9 o'clock.
9 a.m. on the 4th, November 4th, 2024.
Right.
2 days.
And there'll be some evening activities?
Yep, there's evening. I think we are, the second day will be the main one.
Right.
We want maybe people to self-organize on the first night.
Right.
We've tested over the years, and people maybe want to go in their own little groups the first night. And the second night will be the after party.
Official after party.
Yeah, we got some things planned. More fun stuff.
And then recovery the next day. But the next day is actually, you've got some workshops planned.
Workshops.
Right?
So, like you mentioned, Ken, this guy, we can have him the whole day probably.
He's amazing.
He's got so much content, and he wants to do some additional, it will be an additional fee, just to be clear. But you can choose to, maybe if you're already in town and you want to take another day for a workshop with him, and there'll be other speakers we're confirming right now. But if you'd like to participate in some half-day or full-day mastermind workshops, we'll have those.
So don't book just for the 2 days. Book your hotel for the whole week. Chiang Mai is a really beautiful place. I can show you. I'm going to turn this around now. We're recording at my farm, and that's the view there. You can see there. And so Mike and his family's just come up for the day, and we've had a nice time. So,
and there's one more thing, actually.
Right.
I don't think I've even told you, but we're having a Phuket mastermind after.
Oh, Phuket.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So there's about,
oh, wow.
It's about 15 people max, and we've already got about almost 10 so far.
Oh, wow.
So some of the speakers, like Ellie Gray, Kaylee, they'll also be going. We have a villa and a yacht. We already booked it.
Oh, my God.
So it's really intense.
This is the life.
Yeah, that one's first for me. It's Kaylee's idea. She does these kind of more high-end experiences around the world. She's from in South Africa and the UK, and I think in Austin. This will be her first time in Thailand.
Mm.
So we've got some people that are coming to that as well.
So it's for every kind. Yes, you can tell CBS, even if you're just a beginner, you're going to get a lot out of it, or you're very experienced. So it's for everybody. And this is a hard thing for conference organizers like yourself to sometimes cover. How do we pitch this? But I know from experience last year that you can deep dive and you can get a lot of information about everything, you can just ask, actually. That's the thing. It's very approachable, especially having the speakers there.
Yeah, we usually say it's not really for a beginner. We turn them away, but we have application forms for applications. Right. And we actually, other conferences I've been talking to are more beginner, and they even do it on purpose. The sponsors want beginner, and the event wants the beginner, because I guess beginners pay for more things.
Right.
But we are more medium to advanced.
Right.
Because actually, I'm not a beginner. I learn myself. I don't want to watch 101 sessions. Mm. So we try to actually stay more for experienced seller.
But you can upscale pretty quickly with the amount of knowledge that's in that room. And if what you're looking for, exactly. That's the important thing.
Right? It's true. We're always improving. We are also going to have what are you looking for one? On the badge this year. People can maybe see kind of what you're trying to be. We're going to have some more network. I think I told you in the morning, we'll have some people sharing five-minute intros. And we're really trying to
introduce everybody around, right?
Not everybody, but some people don't want to be so public, but some that do. So we're really going to try and work hard to get people to connect even more. Because that's the value of people who are coming from all around the world here.
Yeah. So you won't be singing that song, that U2 song at the end of the two. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. You will have found what you're looking for. Okay.
Save the date. Cross Border Summit 2024 is coming back. 2023's was epic. Never got such great feedback in all of our events. Cross Border Summit 2024, we're planning already a year in advance. It is a full week of amazing things. There's pre-events, post-events, workshops, trainings, elephant sanctuaries. We have a lot of amazing things here in Chiang Mai, Thailand again. So I would love to see you there. We've already pre-sold some tickets to previous people. We will be opening up tickets soon. Subscribe to get updates at 2024.crossbordersummit.com. Also check out videos and testimonials from last year, as well as all of our years. We did them in China, and this will be our sixth one. It will be great to meet you there and network and make some great relationships. I can't wait. November 2024. Thank you so much for watching and listening to Global From Asia here. This will be at globalfromasia.com/CBS2024 so you can get all that information. If you want to make sure you get your ticket, there's still some spots open at crossbordersummit.com. And you will find this 2024s. We archive all of them. You can see all the way back to 2016s as well. If you want to see all the years building up to this, this is our sixth one. Of course, there's a little bit of a break between for the coronavirus nightmare that is finally mostly gone. So I hope you're all doing well. I hope you're not just surviving, but thriving. We finished the summer. We're into September. I think we got a great rest of the year planned. I hope you do. I'm going to miss my kids, though. Next couple of months will be a lonely trip for me on the road. Well, I'll be with the Flippa crew and the Global From Asia crew, seeing people all over Southeast Asia. And then Canton Fair, we got TCBKK, we got, of course, the Cross Border Summit and the Mastermind in Phuket. So there's just so much amazing things happening. Keep pushing your limits. Keep growing. Keep making things happen. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. globalfromasia.com/CBS2024. Have a great day. Take care.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.